This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stones of various development projects worth around 6,350 crore rupees in Varanasi. The projects cover key sectors like rail, road, water, healthcare, tourism and urban infrastructure. Prime Minister also flagged off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains and laid the foundation stone of other rail projects. Mr. Modi launched the projects during the Mahila Sammelan organized in his parliamentary constituency. Speaking on the occasion, he said country's women power is the strongest pillar of developed India and government is committed to ensuring women's participation in the country's policy making. The Prime Minister sought blessings of women for the achievement of a major goal to implement reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and Legislative Assembly. The Prime Minister came down heavily on the opposition, saying that dynastic parties like Congress, Samajwadi Party and Trinamool Congress do not like increasing the women's seat in the Parliament and Assemblies. Mr. Modi said the two Amrit Bharat trains flagged off yesterday will enhance connectivity between Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra.
Kashi se Pune aur Ayodhya se Mumbai. ये दोनों अमृत भारत ट्रेनें यूपी और महाराष्ट्र की कनेक्टिविटी को और बेहतर बनाएगी। अब मुंबई पुणे सहित पूरे महाराष्ट्र के लोगों को अयोध्या धाम और काशी विश्वनाथ धाम पहुंचने का एक और आधुनिक विकल्प मिल गया है।
Stage is all set for voting in West Bengal for second and final phase of assembly elections today. A total of 142 constituencies across 7 districts will go to polls in this phase. Polling will commence over 40,000 booths covering 7 districts of West Bengal under the second phase of assembly election in West Bengal. Total 1,448 candidates are in the fray, including 220 female candidates. Voting will commence from 7 a.m. in the morning and will continue till 6 p.m. In the first phase, over 93% voting was recorded. Counting of votes will be taken up on the 4th of next month along with Tamil Nadu, Assam, Kerala and Puducherry assembly elections. Bharatiya Janata Party has registered a landslide victory in the local body elections in Gujarat, sweeping all major municipal corporations in the state. Out of the 9,200 seats, the BJP has secured over 7,424 seats. The Congress Party managed to win 1,720 seats, while other candidates and parties secured 740 seats. Union Home Minister Amit Shah and BJP President Nitin Naveen congratulated the people of Gujarat for the historic victory to Bharatiya Janata Party in the municipal corporations, municipalities, district panchayats and taluka panchayats elections. Both the leaders also congratulated Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel, Deputy Chief Minister Harsh Sanghavi, State President Jagdish Vishwakarma and party workers for the resounding victory. The process of census in Jharkhand under India's first fully digital census initiative will begin from 1st of next month. At a press conference held in Ranchi, Census Operations Director Prabhat Kumar and Joint Director Satyendra Gupta said that the first phase will include self-enumeration from 1st to 15th May 2026, followed by door-to-door surveys from 16th May to 14th June. They said the first phase will cover house listing and housing census, while the second phase for population enumeration will be conducted in February 2027. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met United Nations General Assembly President Annalena Baerbock in New Delhi. Social media post, the minister said that during the meeting both sides had discussions on the United Nations 80th Anniversary Initiative, Sustainable Development Goals, AI implications and the West Asia conflict. Foreign Affairs and Human Mobility Minister of Ecuador, Gabriela Sommerfeld, will be on a 3-day visit to India starting today. Ministry of External Affairs said that Ms. Sommerfeld will meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today. Later, she will lay a wreath at Gandhi Samadhi at Rajghat. Foreign Minister is also scheduled to meet Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal, and Minister of State for External Affairs Pavitra Margarita. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Punjab Kings by 6 wickets at New Chandigarh last night. Chasing a target of 223 runs set by Punjab Kings, Rajasthan Royals scored 228 for 4 in 19.2 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.